Hi, I'm Misha Brown, and I'm the host of Wondery's podcast, The Big Flop. Each episode, comedians join me to chronicle one of the biggest pop culture fails of all time and try to answer the age-old question, who thought this was a good idea? Follow The Big Flop wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, hello and welcome to part two of this The Valley recap. We got cut off because of Wi-Fi, New York Wi-Fi. Thanks a lot, New York Wi-Fi, okay?
You know what? New York Wi-Fi, like, I think we have to stop this podcast. There are too many really forced Rob Reiner jokes happening now. Yeah. I made a real dud of a joke about Stand By Me, and then Wi-Fi was like, that's it. We're just gonna end this episode now. We'll take over from now.
All right. Well, if you're looking for part one, it's the other video. Okay, so go look at that.
Yeah.
So here we are, Jax trying to call Jason, not being able to work the phone because Jason basically has a weird echo on his phone. And Jax, I think, rightly calls out because it's an Android. Now, I don't think Android phones suck. I actually like a lot of them, and I've owned a few of them, and I've always liked them. I just always have to end up switching back to the iPhone because everyone else has an iPhone, and it always ends up with you being blamed for everything that goes wrong on a phone call. When anything happens, they're like, it's you and your fucking Android phone, you know?
Listen, the Android phones are basically the valley of phones, right? Like, obviously, there are, like, great people who have Android phones, and Android phones have, like, some really great features. But ultimately, it doesn't matter how good an Android phone is, it's always going to be made fun of, no matter what. Even though there are parts of the valley that are just so much nicer than parts of other parts of Los Angeles, people will still go, but it's the valley. And by people, I mean me. So that's just what the Android phones are. They're the San Fernando Valley of phones.
Well, it's sure getting it today, the Android. It's sure taking it up the butt today. That's for sure. So Jax is pissed, and they never even get... Jax tries the WhatsApp, but he can't figure shit out. So he just calls Danny instead.
Yeah, he has his phone call with Jason and that echo. I was laughing because it was such a thing that we've all had to deal with. Oh my God, when you hear that echo come back at you. And that normally when that echo happens, it's like you've got three more seconds. And then you're like, I have to restart this phone call. But Jax actually had like a full conversation with that echo coming back at him. I was actually impressed with his fortitude.
Literally the first time anybody said that about Jax. So then he calls Danny and announces that he's having a hair loss party at the Mondrian, which is so funny because the Mondrian's where they've partied on this show for years, and it's now where they're aging. And it's just so sweet. It just makes LA feel so homey.
Yeah. And he's basically like, yeah, I'm at that point in my life where my hair's starting to thin out a little bit, you know, between my hair and my nostrils. It's like everything's going. So, you know, you're supposed to catch it before it's too late. And, you know, it's just like anything else. You start noticing certain things and you want to get ahead of it. I was like, wasn't that what Bravo did with you, getting you off the show? And now you're back. So, yeah, now we see like flashbacks of him with this guy, Simon, who's like, we think you'd be a great candidate to hawk our product.
And he's like, yeah, you know, no, I just need it to be easy, you know, because like guys, you know, like you put shampoo in your hair or like conditioner, something like that, you know, because it's easy. Because otherwise, I'm not going to use it. Yeah, Jax, they're going to reformulate the entire product to be convenient to you. You're not inventing the hair loss product, you douche. It's an Instagram meeting. Fucking smile and take the money. Also, can we just note that everybody in that room, at least the main guy, was not only a little bald, he was fully zero hair bald. And that's why I don't believe in balding products, because if they were real, Bruce Willis would have hair. Like, rich people would have hair, okay? I don't want to hear about this balding bullshit. The leader of the company is bald.
Yeah, like John Travolta would not look like that game I had as a kid where you take magnetic shavings and put them on a guy's head.
I loved
make
that.
Make it look like they're... It was fun.
I'm like a real life version of that, but like on your back. And my back is made of metal.
So then Danny is like, Three under two, man. Yeah, Jax is losing his hair. He has a bald spot in the back of his head, and his hair is thinning, but, like, kudos to Jax for turning that into money. Thank you, Lord, for this beautiful head of hair and these dark pools of evil in my eyes.
Yeah, thank you for this hair, Lord. So then Michelle is talking about her relationship with Jethe, and she's like, ever since she's playing with her kid at some, like, ball pit or slide or something. It's actually dangerous because it's a slide into a ball pit, which is, I've almost killed many children like that, because when I used to go take my nieces to those, the adult comes barreling down. Those kids don't move the fuck out of the way.
Michelle nearly decapitates her child when she comes off that slide.
Yeah.
Michelle comes off that slide like the freaking logs in Final Destination 2 on the highway, and Isabella's just sitting there. That being said, that looked like an awesome ball pit place. I was like, you know, if you're going to go to one of those places, it looks like this is it. Like, that kid was running through that. I don't even know how the cameraman was able to even follow that kid. It looked like it was 2 feet tall, and that camera was going through there with the kid. It looked amazing.
Well, yeah, I was actually wondering during that scene, was that a GoPro drone? Or was it a drone? Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Because it was so small. Like, it was so teeny tiny, and that kid was running. It was actually almost like a horror movie. And then, like, Michelle comes, like, sliding down that slide so fast. I mean, like, it was really visceral in there.
Yeah. So she's like, you know, ever since Jesse and I had the conversation, things have been going downhill. But I want Isabella to not see people fighting. As a great man once said, people can be ignorant and still have loving human qualities. Rob Reiner.
So now we go to Danny and Nia's apartment, and this furniture is going to be showing up, and, you know, because it's be a furniture scene. And Nia's like,
so since, like, being Miss USA, I'm now, like, hired by brands to promote them and, like, post on social media.
And Danny's like, although I am more of the breadwinner, I mean, hashtag, am I right? And she's like,
yeah, I mean, like, what I say is, like, we live off of your salary, and mine is more for, like, fun and for, like, travel and for, like, expenses.
No, because I'm still paying for all of that stuff, honey. Am I right? A woman working. Oh, can you imagine?
We pay for it together, crazy. Though. No, oh, yeah, but God. We may have run together, and, like, I don't know, I'm still the one who's, like, Miss USA, and you're Mr. Does a Voice. So, like, all our money goes in the same bank account, so we pay for it together, is what I'm trying to say.
All right, walking lunch lady, you contribute, okay? Here's a figurative pat on your head about it, all right? Silly woman.
So Jesse shows up, and Jesse and Jason show up to, like, build this stuff. They're going to build, like, they're going to move a daybed, and they're going to build a cradle or something. So
I like that Jax doesn't even pretend sometimes like he's part of this show. He's just like, I don't want to shoot that. Let them do it. But we're putting together furniture. No. Okay, well, we'll just have the other guys do it. Yeah, because I'm not doing that. Okay.
Yeah. So Jesse's talking about therapy. He's like, yeah, I'm working with this coach. And yesterday on our call, he was talking about ego and talking about the alpha male, all this pussy bullshit, you know, Dems. And I'm talking about the vessel and all this and that. And then he set me up with this guy who does, like, plant-based medicine work. So he proposed I do psilocybin or psilocybin or ayahuasca.
This is such an asshole guy thing to do. This is, like, so standard of guys who don't want to put any real work in. They just go to the doctor who's going to tell them to get fucked up. Now, are these therapies real? Yes. I know that there are cases where, you know, microdosing and all of that have been, it's been something they've been working on for decades. But come on, let's be honest. Jesse needs a lot more than to do some shrooms and some ayahuasca in the fucking desert, okay? Like, God forbid you fucking talk through anything, you know? Just find a way to go get loaded in fucking Palm Springs. And I think it's so funny that he's talking about how his therapy is going to be, like, ayahuasca, which basically means in the desert in a jockstrap. We all know it. And then he talks to that chick from Burning Man later in the episode and gets in trouble. It's just, I love the full circle of it all.
Yeah, totally. So So then Danny's like, I gotta give Jesse credit. All right. I mean, he's actually trying to do things to better his marriage, like, you know, perfunctory things like getting fucked up, getting high. I mean, the ayahuasca, it's a little ridiculous, but as I always like to say, though, never put the before the.
And Jesse's like, yeah, I just want to step out of myself and see my ego on the inside and wonder, does that ego wear a headband? Does it?
Does it leave a dent? His headband dent was out of control this episode.
There was one point so where it looked like he was actually wearing the headband still, right? And it actually looked cute. I thought, why don't you just wear the headband? I think he looks really cute in the headband.
I actually went back and I was like, is he wearing the headband in his interview? But then I didn't actually see the headband.
Yeah, it looks like he was just wearing it and then he took it off. I don't know what it is, but now I'm obsessed and I wish I had hair so I could wear a headband. I'm like, oh my God, headbands are in for guys? Finally, my style, is here. Yeah.
If I were to wear a headband, I'd want to wear like a Meredith Baxter Burney headband, you know, like the ones that she would wear when she was Elise on Family Ties. That's the kind of headband I want to wear.
Yeah. I would maybe just wear a Parvati one, like the big, real thick ones.
Squint.
Yeah.
By the way, I never want to see the inside of his ego. Let's just like not like Jesse's saying he wants to look inside of his ego. Like literally you're going to look like the girl, what's her face from The Ring when they find her in the closet in the beginning of the movie. That's what you're going to look like.
Your ego's on display. That's the funny thing. Like everyone else can see it pretty clearly. This is weird that he can't. So then we see the flashback fight to that dinner party with Kristen. And he's like, you know, like Michelle's hurting. And eventually she's going to recognize her attraction or her respect. But right now I can't ask for respect because blah, 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 blah. I forgot the rest of what the therapist said. But it was a bunch of bullshit. Like, I'm just waiting for the shrooms, basically.
Jason's like, yeah, because you have to build it. And I really hope Michelle is seeing that. And Jesse's like, but right now I can't ask for the respect because, and it's like, because you have to build it. And I really hope that Michelle is seeing that. It's like, but right now I can't ask for the respect. It's like, wow, Jason, could you turn off your Android phone? I'm trying to have a conversation with you.
And Danny's like, it's ongoing. It's every day. You got to say, I'm choosing to respect what she needs. And that's what I'm going to give to her. Got it? Because when you do that, it's an immediate change on there. And here's what worked for me this week. I said, honey, you also make money sometimes. Instant blowjob. Instant blowjob.
And then Jason's like, that's what she said. Ha 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 ha. So then Nia comes in and they do their stuff. She's like, oh my God, good job, guys. I guess I'll have to finish it. So now we go over. So now Jax and Brittany go check in on Jax, I is. So they're in their golf cart. Now they are fully driving in. They're driving down like a 3-lane road in that golf cart. Like I've never dreamed of a T-bone more than in that moment. And so Brittany's like,
I've never dreamed of a
T-bone. Of course I'm talking about a steak. Terrible. A steak, a T-bone steak. I just got so hungry thinking about going to a bar and grill.
And, you know, I promised myself at the beginning of this series that I was not going to let myself feel sorry for Brittany. Because how many people have to scream at you? They literally brought out a sign at your engagement party or whatever saying, don't do it, Brittany. I mean, that was a very famous plot line on the show. And you still did it. And part of me is like, you know, I don't know. It's like when you see a deer crossing sign and then you see a dead deer and you're like, damn it, deer. Didn't you see the sign? There's cars on this road. So I kind of feel like that with Brittany, but I do feel bad for her and I can't help it. I can't lie anymore. And when she's in this golf cart with Jax, they're driving along and she's just like, what are we doing today? Where are we going? We're there. Yeah, we're there. It's just so fun. We're in a golf cart. Where are we going to go? Who are we going to meet? Where I'm going to get to be a part of something? You're going to ask my advice about something? Everyone is my husband. He cares. He cares about my thoughts and my opinions. I was like, this is so sad. You can tell he has not taken her out of the house or asked her a damn thing in years.
I have to admit, I feel the same way. I do feel really badly for her. I feel like she sees her world crumbling all around her, and she's just, the more things are terrible, the more she like leans into that giggle, that nervous giggle, and she's just nothing but giggling the entire time. It's like when you hear cars go by that are like blasting music, but like instead it's just like the hurry, 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 you're like, oh my goodness, it's too much.
It's a really, really sad elevator music sound, but it's just really depressing sounds of like,
so JX, what have they done with the bar? And he's like, oh, well, you're going to see when you go. And she's like, I just want to hear what they're saying and like what all the decisions have been and made without me. And like, I just want to make sure that like I'm up to, like they're up to speed on everything, because like that's what I'm worried about. And if there's like things that like I could be looking at now, like maybe I can look at wallpaper or like, I don't know, like just regular paper or just like anything, just walls, anything between about walls and paper. That'd be just wonderful. I just want to look at something, just anything, JAX.
He's like, that's why you're coming. Look how involved you are, Brittany. Wow, you're involved. He's like, it's really important for her to feel like she's involved, so I'm faking it, basically. And he's like, I look at Tom and Schwartz and Sandy's, and I keep that in the back of my mind because, you know, that's exactly what I don't want to happen. I mean, I don't necessarily blame you. I mean, I don't think that's, especially with Schwartz and Sandy's, but what Tom, I mean, Tom's doing fine. Tom is doing half of a percent, like...
To Jax's credit, this bar that he owns 0% of is moving along at a much faster clip than either of those two bars, and also definitely does not look as like gaudy as TomTom, nor does it look as try-hard as Schwartz and Sandy's. So like he already has actually a few legs up on them, but it will still destroy his marriage. Well, actually, Jax will just
destroy his marriage. Can we not blame a place that serves perfectly good carbs? I mean, I think the smart thing that he did here was just saying, I don't know anything, but these people want to pay me to use my name on a place that's not even a real restaurant, but it's kind of in the back of another restaurant that can put my name on it temporarily until they make all the money and then close it, you know, no pain.
Yeah.
And I think that's actually kind of smart, you know, it's not really... something, he's not going to win any awards, you know what I mean? Like he's not going to earn a lot of respect, but it's nice, he has a place to get out of the house and watch TV without Brittany sitting over there, you know.
Why aren't you getting no attention? How come?
I want to order some wings. Also, I'd like to order a side of Jack's making me feel attractive. That would be nice. Right, Jax?
I like that Jax is focusing on a business that describes his relationship with Brittany, Ghost Kitchen. You know, I think that's pretty much what it is. So Jax is, Brittany's like, I don't know, I just feel like it's all happening and I don't even know what's really going on. And Jax is like, okay, well, here's the thing. When there's a bar, everything has to move fast, which is why I'm driving an exceptionally slow vehicle right now in a major road. But it's costing money, so it has to go fast.
Yeah, but like I've got these ideas written down, they're not really written down. I just took a toothpick and just sort of scratched them into some American cheese. Oh, damn it, I used that in the grilled cheese. Now I don't even remember what I decided to use for wallpaper.
By the way, they're parallel parking their golf cart at this moment. And she goes, yeah, and I just feel like nobody's asking me nothing. Nobody ain't asking me nothing. Like, oh my God, why would they? Look at the two of you parking a golf cart, not even able to form a goddamn sentence. Go home. Just go home.
I couldn't even have a chance to have an idea but put forth.
So
like nobody asked me nothing. He's like, okay then, you know, speak up, say what's on your mind. And like, remember, if you have concerns, just, I just want to know what's going on. That's all. So they go into the bar and it's like, oh my God, look at that. It's a chair. That is great. She took my advice about having chairs. That was good. I did that. Hey, will someone take a picture of me in front of this chair? I was the one who said it.
Okay, hi everyone. Hi Leo and other person. So Jax keeps saying that the design stuff, because like you're like working on the bones right now. So like, are they like chicken bones? Are they like beef bones? Like what sort of bones are we talking about here? I just want to get an idea for a vision.
So she's like, when do y'all realistically want me to like start helping out with stuff? And Leo's like, well, you're a girl, and like probably lots of girls are going to come in here, you know, because Vanderpump Rules, etc. Scandal, am I right? That was pretty rough. Somebody cheated on somebody, or so my wife tells me. So anyway, you're a girl. You think about girls. I don't know. What do girls like? Go. Okay, just be quiet over there in that corner. And then she proceeds to give zero thoughts about anything. She's just like, okay, then I'm going to give you some thoughts. And they're like, all right, toots. All right. Okay, here they come. Okay, we're waiting. Okay, let's go sit over there, Jax. I talked about giving thoughts.
He's like, if you want, I'm about to look at some stain colors for the walls.
Well, why would you want to put a stain on the walls? I didn't even bring my Tide pen.
I spent half my life getting out stains. Now you want to put some on the restaurant? Come on.
Golly, this L.A. design stuff is all upside down. Isn't that right?
And she's like, oh, well, that's awesome. You know what y'all should do? You should have a chat and a group chat, and y'all should put me in there, too. That way so I could start seeing stuff and saying stuff about stuff that I'm seeing. And he goes, yeah, I really want to get you involved, you know, make everything better for everybody, right, Jax? Wink. And he's like, yeah, better for me. Yeah, because you know the old saying, Jax, right? Happy wife, happy life. Condescending assholes. Of course, these are Jax's business partners. They are so fucking perfect for each other.
Exactly.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
50 high school senior girls descend on Mobile, Alabama every summer to compete for a massive cash prize. It isn't Survivor. It's one of America's most lucrative scholarship competitions for teen girls. It's been around for 7 decades. Now you'll hear what took place behind the scenes. From Pineapple Street Studios and Wondery, this is The Competition. I'm your host, Shimo Liai, and I was Nevada's contestant 20 years ago. Now I'm returning as a judge to find out what 2 weeks with 50 of the country's most ambitious teens can tell us about girlhood in America. What happens when the competitors are thrown into the deep end with the best and brightest? And how does surviving the competition prepare them for everything that comes after? Follow The Competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
I love a good parasocial relationship with a celebrity who will probably never know my name.
I mean, honestly, who knows? Don't count yourself out. But my favorite part about these feuds is how they're ignited by the tiniest things.
Jada, I love you. G.I. Jane 2, can't wait to see it.
I accidentally laminated my brows too much.
It starts small and then it gets so big.
To be honest, Naomi, I'm fearful of you to this day.
I don't know her.
We all just have to admit, we're addicted. Everybody has opinions. Everyone picks sides.
Leave Britney Spears alone right now.
From Wondery, I'm Sydney Battle.
And I'm Matt Bellassai.
And this is Dis and Tell, la, 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 where we unpack why we get so invested in these feuds and whether or not our attention only makes the whole thing worse.
Follow Dis and Tell wherever you get your podcasts.
So then they like go sit outside, and Jack's like, oh, and Brittany's like, well, I feel a lot better knowing that they were like ready for me to actually start doing stuff. Like, I can already see the things like I'm going to do now. Like, I was thinking like there could be like a beer cheese station over there on the right, and then another beer cheese station on the left. And then just like beer cheese on the walls. I don't know. Just like thinking outside the box. A beer like, cheese.
God. At one point he goes, God, it's so hard to be married. Jax like Jax just so openly hates her. It's so sad, but it's also kind of hilarious because she just doesn't even notice. And here's the thing I've always thought about Brittany. She's so faking this personality. I mean, that's kind of obvious, right? This has made me think it's more genuine, but part of me just thinks those cameras turn off and she's like, you listen here, motherfucker. You made me look stupid out there. And I just think she turns it on and off, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I hope. I mean, I hope that she does, because otherwise this is just pathetic, because he openly hates her. So she's like, well, I'll feel better now knowing that they're ready for me. And he's like, well, I just don't know what to say. I'm just like, I'm nervous. I'm new at this. Like, it's just so hard. Like, I don't want to say too much. I don't want to say too little. She's like, why are you so stressed? He's like, I am stressed. I don't know how to manage this. Like, I'm a dad. You know, I have to manage raising a child and raising a family and paying my mortgage and starting a business. It's so hard. And she's like, yeah, I get it. You know what you need? To make me start feeling more attractive, Jakes, because you don't make me feel nothing. Come on, now's not the time, dude.
Well, actually, I think it is, because he is doing this thing of like, oh my God, I'm so stressed. I've got to do all these things. What are we? We've seen him go to a carnival. We've seen him swim in a pool. Like, we see him go out to dinner. Like, he is doing nothing right now. Okay. And then he's gonna be like, oh, I'm so stressed right now. Oh, poor me. She's like, hi. Funny.
She's heard it so many times, she doesn't even fall for it a little bit. She's immediately just like, yeah, you need to make me feel pretty.
Yeah, how about, like, you know, give me a little romance, okay? I just want you to make me feel the butterflies again, okay? You know, or as I like to call them, Cheetos with wings. Just let me just feel it.
Make me feel them butterflies, Jax. And he's like, oh, God. I mean, bills, there's just so many bills. Like, I'm in charge of bills, you're in charge of bills, and it's scary, you know? And we have a kid, and you want more kids? And she's like, yeah, we're trying next month, right? We're going to have another kid, maybe another one. We should get a minivan, just fill it up with kids. He's like, oh, my God, I can't. We need alone time. Like, we need me and you time, you know? Like, maybe we can have a trip. To Vegas, I don't know, something like that, or like date nights, possibly with other people. You know what I mean? It's gonna be great.
He's like, I feel like I'm gonna start crying. But why though? Why? He's like, I don't know. I'm overwhelmed. There's just like so much going on. Well, that's why we gotta help each other when we get stressed out and such. You know, instead of like fight with each other and getting annoyed with each other, we gotta do better, stronger things and stuff and like that. Like, I don't know. We can go out to the ocean and poop on some stingrays again. That was fun, right?
I just can't wait to spend more alone time with you. Oh my God, we better go. Mamaw's almost here.
She's landing on that Spirit Airlines. So now we are going directly to Jax's launch party at Skybar for his hair thing. And so people are showing up. Schwartz is there. He's got his, you know, he's revealing his bleach blonde hair. And Zach is like, oh my God. Like, Schwartz right now is giving midlife crisis can. Like, I had that crisis when I was 12 and I never did again. Like, I don't know what color you call that. Maybe burnt carrot. Maybe the color that made all my hair fall out in middle school. Maybe had this wig for the rest of my life. I don't know what you call it, but that's what it is.
Let me tell you this much. I literally can't. Okay, like literally I can't. Like, it's like the opposite of can day, because I can't do it. You know what I mean? Like, give me a jar of something and not a can of it, because I can't do it. And then he proceeds to like gay bird. And I love when people gay bird. It's like my favorite gay move, where he just like crosses his arms and then like moves his finger around and then makes a bird face and then goes up and down every time he looks at Schwartz. He's like,
oh. Yeah. His hands are like a windshield wiper. He's like,
so funny. He's so funny to me.
Yeah. And then they're all like laughing because they're all joking because they all think that Jax, his hair actually is not, he doesn't have a bald spot is what they're all saying. And they're just like laughing that Jax is lying so he can get like a deal. Although I actually think that Jax does have a bald spot.
Yeah, I said it. I think the first is... recap, I said one of the most beautiful feelings in the world is watching Jax Taylor go bald. It feels so good. Yeah. Because first of all, bald people love, you know, other bald people. Misery loves company, etc. That was a shout out to you, Rob. And you know,
it's on my bucket list.
Yeah, misery loves company. But also just because Jax, I know how much he bases his life on how much he can get laid. So just watching him go bald it was heartwarming. So the fact that he's found a way to profit off of it makes me jealous. I'm not going to lie, because that's pretty good.
So Kristen and Luke show up next and she's like, whoa, welcome to the Mondrian. We used to get absolutely slammered here back in the day. And by back in the day, I mean like literally just like yesterday. So yeah, we're here. Luke, stop trying to fish in the pool. It's a swimming pool.
But
stop
I miss it. But I miss it.
Oh my and God, then, I'm so sorry that my boyfriend is trying to cut a hole in this platform right here. He's really into fishing.
He's ice fishing in the ice fishing in the floor of the sky bar. So then Sherry shows up with Mamo. Oh, my Mamo has flown into town and I'm so excited. She's the life of the party wherever she goes. She's a cool guy.
You're a cool guy.
So Jax is giving a speech and he's like, yeah, I just want to say thanks everybody for being here. You know, like, I'm like, look, like, a couple of months ago I was doing a photo shoot and I was like, oh my God, I'm going bald. Like, what the fuck, bro? So I went out to my garage and I got some black spray paint and I sprayed it on my head. So that was pretty much that. Now I'm making money off of it. So fuck yeah. Thanks for fucking being here, losers. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe that's not the best story to launch your...
your terrible
maybe,
story.
I don't know, like maybe I feel like this is not the greatest brand ambassador moment. Like it's the sort of brand ambassador story that only someone who would have spray painted their head would tell.
Yes, the fucking
like yeah, he's I like, injected yeah. I injected my scalp with chemicals that have slowly poisoned me.
Absolute moron. Were you working on your nose hairs too? Because that's a paint huffer if I've ever seen one. And Jax,
you do know what happened
like, yeah.
to the Tin Man and Wizard of Oz, right? Come on now, Jax.
I'm just surprised he didn't pull out a, hey, everybody, you know, going bald sucks, but at the end of the day, at least I'm not fat, am I right? All right. Let's get a drink.
So now, this is when everyone's like joking about Jax actually having like a really good hair and that this is just all silly. And so then he's like, so everyone, long story short, I'm not using black spray paint anymore. Thank you for being here. Have a drink and enjoy yourself. 2024. And please enjoy my product, Zion. So he's like, I don't know what it means, but I'm going for it.
He's like, yeah. What the fuck is Zion? It could be Latin for I don't want to lose my fucking hair. That's what it means. And she's like, I think it means great hair. You don't make me feel pretty. Please don't try, little Artie. Compliment my dress or something. Hey, say that joke was attractive. Something, come on, dare you.
So Jax is, Jax and Danny are discussing their sex lives and he's like, wow, Danny, I hear you're still having some sexy time, which I'm lacking in the department. And Danny's like, 40-year-old virgin, am I right? That was a movie I auditioned for and I got the role of customer number 3 in that TV store that they worked in. Anyway, you know what they said, if you don't use it, you'll lose it. Am I right? I guess you're not using your hair. Hey, high five.
He's like, yeah, from what I hear, you might lose your penis because you're not using your penis. You understand that? Okay. That's what I'm talking about, your penis. Right? And then we see more crowd scenes, people partying, and Jasmine is talking to Janet. Okay, because Janet knows that they've gone to lunch, right? So Janet's like, so sit down and talk to me and tell me everything. She's like, oh, yeah, I saw Jax. And, you know, Jax is just so funny, isn't he? He's just so, oh, he is funny. Oh, he is just
so funny.
So funny, Jax. God, hilarious.
Just a funny person who I love spending time with and just listening to the funny things he says and all his insights. I'm so glad we agree he's funny. Now tell me everything he said. Fellow J.A. name. And Jasmine's like, well, I just, you know, I don't feel comfortable repeating the whole conversation. I just feel out of respect for Jax, which is funny to use the term respect with Jax, but out of respect to him, I just want to give him that. I don't want to say the whole thing. And Jasmine's basically like, yeah, you know, Jax is like messy in a way where he like tries to play it off like he's not being messy. Unlike me, who is actually also messy and pretends like I'm not messy and then actually verbalizes that I'm not going to be messy while simultaneously being messy and encouraging someone to find out more of the mess from a different messy person.
Yeah. And she's like, but Janet is also really messy. So now I'm trapped between messy and messy. And you see Janet, and Janet's not even trying to hide it. She's just like, okay, then. On a scale of 1 to 10, how bad is it? Who is it about? Who do they look like? Do they have brown hair? Do they have blonde hair? How old are they? 30, 40, between? Am I hot or cold right now?
Jasmine's like, okay, well, what I will say is on a scale of 1 to 10, it's a Rob Reiner. I mean, what I meant to say is Jesse is going to think it's a 10.
So Jasmine's like, there's only one gossip queen in this table and it's not me. It is Janet. Janet's like, whatever it is, like, look, if he just told you something serious about Michelle and Jesse, is that what it is? And she goes, no, I mean, he doesn't even know that it's true about Michelle and Jesse, which you already guessed. So I can nod. She's like, okay, well then he should know how annoying it is to have bullshit rumors about your marriage out there. Cause he's constantly got bullshit rumors about his marriage. He's like, fucking other people. Is that one of the rumors? Is that one of them? Come on.
Well, what I am going to say, Janet, is that there's like some things where I'm like, okay, well, if you have this information, which I'm not going to disclose to you, but like if it theoretically was about cheating and perhaps on Michelle's side, which again, I won't say, but like if you did have this information, like Jesse, Michelle, you need to talk to your friend. You need to go talk to your friend who's the one who's being really messy about spreading cheating rumors or whatever those rumors might be.
And Janet's like, oh, yeah, well, this whole threatening thing from Kristen. So basically you're saying that Jax knows what it is. And she's like, not really saying that because Kristen does lie a lot. Okay. So I don't know if what he's hearing is something from Kristen or if that's even what you're talking about right now. And she's like, but if it is information from Kristen, I didn't say it was information from Kristen, but you might as well have. So basically Michelle is cheating on Jesse with somebody and Kristen told you. So Kristen knows it. Now Kristen is basically blackmailing Lally. She's like, I didn't say any of that. Luke, could you please get your ass over here? We have fishing in Los Angeles. It's happening right now. This is like sports level.
I know. This is some hardcore angler action happening right here. So Janet's like, can I ask Brittany? And Jasmine's like, let's not. So now there's like a little, I guess this is like an entrepreneur night at the Mondrian. Mondrian's doing some weird events between like the singles night on Vanderpump Rules and now this like this expo for entrepreneurs. That's what I'm calling it. Expo for entrepreneurs.
Yeah, they're friends with the cast of these shows.
Yeah, so there's like these other people that are trying to hawk their wares, not just Jax. So there's this girl who's doing like a Burning Man pop-up and her name is Gabby, of course. And she's like basically, she's in kind of like
wow, you just not slammed Gabby's all across the world. There are so many Gabbies in their car right now who are just like, what the fuck, bro?
You know, I did, and I don't know where it came from.
Really? You just really let Gabbies have it.
I was almost going to try to like find a way to be cutesy, and I don't know. I don't have anything against people named Gabby, but...
No, I love it. I want to...
I just feel like this girl was... When I saw that she had a Burning Man shop, but her name was Gabby... It, to me, because here's the thing. If you're doing a Burning Man shop and it's like a sincere Burning Man shop, you're not trying to sell shit at the Mondrian at Sky Bar. You're off in like, you're on Melrose or you're in Echo Park or you're just in some random place. But if you're at the Mondrian, you're pretending to be a burner, but your name is Gabby. Like you're not. You're not going to go to the Playa and be like, my real name is Clytemnestra Bernays Sauce. You're going to be like, I'm Gabby. I heard about Burning Man.
Oh my God, you got Burning Man people. And she looks like Kate Hudson as Penny Lane, which is, by the way, the second time I've brought her up this week. Mm-hmm. But she does look like her in that film. So anyway, she's like, yeah, it's like a Burning Man pop-up, you guys. And the guy, of course, Jesse's like, wow, what's this all about? What's Burning Man? Oh, I love Burning Man. I know what that is. I'm young. I'm hip. So you ever try ayahuasca? Hey, honey.
And then Luke tries on like a feathered green cape. And he's like, wow, this is cool. This is like some, just give me some assless chaps. And I'm like, good to go. You know, was that Luke or was it maybe it was Jesse who did that? I think it was Jesse who put it on. I'm not sure. So Gabby's like, are you guys going to go? Going to go to Burning Man?
I'm launching a product for guys. It's for guys losing their hair, you know, because I'm starting to lose my hair. That sucks, right? She goes, yeah, but you have a full head of hair. He's like, yeah, everyone keeps saying that. It's crazy. But I'm just starting to notice, you know, just a little. And it's actually pretty glaring and you don't see it because it's in the back of you. You know what I mean? It's why I don't have to worry that my ass is a pancake because I don't see it. Like, I don't care.
Right. It's like the same with my bald spot. I know it's back there, but I generally don't ever have to see it. So I'm like, oh, I've got a brilliant head of hair right now.
I found out I was losing mine when I was 19 and I was at a Supercuts in Jupiter, Florida, working at that dinner theater. And the lady was like, oh, we have products that we can sell you to help with your thinning hair. And I was like, my thinning hair? I don't have thinning hair. And she goes, yeah. I mean, like really badly thinning in the back. Haven't you ever looked in the back? And I was like, no. And I would appreciate it if you didn't talk to me like that. You know, and I still fucking hate Supercuts. I won't even go in there for a shave. I hate that place. Down with Supercuts. Don't ever go there. This is the anti-ad for Supercuts. They'll just shame you.
Yeah, you tell them. I was just telling people about your time in Jupiter, Florida last night at the Passover Seder. In fact, I just want you to know.
Oh.
You were represented. You were represented at the Seder.
My ears were burning, and they were saying, Donka Shane, darling, Donka Shane.
Well, Cousin Melissa hosted the Passover Seder, and her husband, Jay, his parents now live down there. And I was like, oh, well, my co-host, Ronnie, used to work at the Jupiter Playhouse. And like, oh, yeah. And I was like, yeah, he has these great stories of Robert Goulet and Sally Kellerman. And immediately, it was like, oh, yeah, Sally Kellerman. She was hilarious in Back to School. And I just loved, I was like, that they, I love like when you can say Sally Kellerman to some people and you don't even have to give any context. They are ready with the Sally Kellerman reference.
Hell yeah.
You
know? Jupiter, Florida. Those are my people.
So
you can literally go to Jupiter and just walk around in a grocery store and go, oh my god, I love grapes. You know who loves grapes? Mitzi Gaynor. They'll be, oh my god, Mitzi. Love Mitzi Gaynor.
So thank you to Donald and Susan for understanding the Sally Kellerman reference.
Yeah.
So anyway, Jax and Jesse are basically flirting with Gabby, who is wearing a very skimpy outfit, and they have boners that are like, you know, popping through their pants. And Jesse's like, so Gabby, is this your Burning Man outfit? She goes, this is like my everyday life outfit. And Jesse's like, oh my god. They're basically just like splooging. There's stains appearing on their pants at this point.
They're definitely dads surrounding a pretty young girl who's just trying to get money from them, you know? But they're gross. They're just like everybody's perv dad.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So, Gabby's like, yeah, well, actually, I'm not going to Burning Man, but I am hosting a mermaid fashion show here tomorrow. Of course you are.
Yeah, I like that. Is that a fashion show for mermaids or a fashion show with mermaid fashion?
Mermaids is a whole thing now. Did you know that? There's like community of mermaids now that they're like, they have tails. They literally, it's like groups that get together and they're like, we're mermaids. They just like cosplay as mermaids. I mean, I think it's great, you know, I guess.
It's very fun.
I don't want to do it.
Mermaid fashion show. You know what? Mermaid fashion show. You know who I hope? It seems like she's hoping to make a real splash.
I know.
Hi, that was a joke. That was a joke. It was a reference to a Ron Howard movie because we were talking about Rob Reiner also. Also, I'm Padma Lakshmi and I'm arranging a stand-up show. I want to be a comedian. Thank you to everyone who's been sending us links to that. I think we talked about that a few weeks ago, how Padma decided to set up a stand-up show, which I think is great. It's like, hi, what's the deal with Gail Simmons? Am I right? One day she's eating a cupcake. The next day she has a farmer's tan. I've never seen someone actually get a farmer's tan from a boiled egg. Am I right, everyone? A-doop-a-doop-a-doop-a-doo.
Gail's farmer's tan is so embarrassing that farmers are calling it the Gail tan. Am I right? Anyone?
Well, I thought Gail had a farmer's tan. It turns out she just had a lot of mayo over different parts of her body. Created a contrast in skin tones.
Some people think Gail has a farmer's tan, but what she really has is a farmer's cupboard because she literally goes to farmers' houses and eats everything in their cupboards. Am I right, guys? Am I right? Just like, the whole thing is just mean slams against Gail for no reason.
It's just bad mud. Just. Did you mean to not laugh at my joke? Hello, hi. So my dear friend is Ali Wong, which means I'm also funny. So please laugh. Thank you so much.
Okay, so mermaid fashion show. Nobody is surprised. And Jesse's like, oh my god, we should try on some hats. Am I right, guys? Am I right? And Jax is like, yeah. Don't look at the girl. Just look at the hats. I'm not looking at the girl.
So Jessica tells us, contrary to what Michelle thinks, I can be a little charming every once in a while. And if I'm throwing out the charm, I'm throwing it out hard. I'm like, when are you going to start with this process of throwing out the charm? Because we don't see it.
Yeah.
So they put on these like cowboy hats, have like all this fringe hanging down, and they're being funny, and they go back into like Jax's area, and everyone's like, oh my God, this is funny. And their Jax is like, oh my God, oh God, I want my wife to wear what Gabby's wearing. And she's, and Jesse's like, yeah, I want her to be my wife. Just being pervy. Just pervy.
So now, Danny, basically, they're going to go have dinner, right? Okay, so Michelle is seeing all this go down now. Well, first of all, we say hi to Mama. Brittany's like, go, Mama! Go, Mama! Because she's dancing with Jesse, who's now horny again. You know, suddenly Jesse has a personality because he's, like, horny for a second. So he dirty dances with Mama, which is, you know, a sight. And it's not Mama's first time, I can tell you that much. Okay.
When Mama started doing like the windmills on that floor, I was like, wow, Mama's got some moves.
Mama pulled a full Kyle Richards, did the split on that fucking floor, and started popping beer cheese out at people's heads.
Mama. And then she just wormed her way over to the pool.
Yeah. And then she got sprayed with some champagne, turned into a mermaid, and you know. That
I liked
it.
When she did the Roger Rabbit. That was also a nice move of Mama's. So they, by the way, so they're still wearing these outfits. So they go back to Gabby to give them back and everything. And Matt, and you know, Gabby's like, oh my God, thank you. I was getting a little worried. Like, I was like, some man just like whisked away like in the night with all my merch. And Jesse's like, no, we just like to have a good time. And then she's like, yeah, so like maybe tomorrow you can come to my like mermaid fashion show. He's like, maybe I will, because I'm like a real like mermaid. Okay. And then all of a sudden Michelle shows up. She's like, what's going on here? Why are you talking to this liberal?
And they're like, oh, this girl, she's a Burning Man girl. She goes, yeah, I can see that. It's like, well, I mean, you know, like we're supposed to be like getting ready for Burning Man. She goes, are you going to Burning Man, Jesse? He's like, no. She goes, do you think we should go to dinner, Jesse? I think we should.
That was so awkward. So now, the cast goes into this like conference room that they've turned into a dining room. It looks like
that's what stifling. It is, right? It's like the temporary office you use when you're staying there. And they're like, we have an office space, you know?
Yeah. It was like where Karen Huger had her press conference in season 3 of Potomac or whenever it was. It was just like this strange space that they did not succeed in making seem like an intimate dining space. So they all sit around this table and everything, and Michelle's like, oh, I'm so cold. And once again, this is the second time it's happened where someone else offers Michelle a coat, but not Jesse. Jesse does not take off his blazer and put it on his wife's shoulders.
So now Jesse, who has just been so over the moon flirting with this girl, is now morose and can't speak and is despondent. Okay. So she's like, what is wrong with you? You look very serious. And he's like, oh, that's okay. I just look how I look. She's like, but... It's so serious, though. So now you're going to be a victim. You literally were just flirting with a 20-year-old and trying to get banged. And
that's why he looks morose.
Now you're going to act like a fucking victim, of course.
Yeah. He has the look of a kid who was just dragged out of FAO Schwartz before he was ready to leave. And he is not happy. He was like, I was living a fantasy for a moment. I was pretending like I was young and virile and I could get someone like Gabby. And you ruined that, Michelle. You ruined my fantasy.
Yeah, I mean, there was one girl totally out of my league who was at least pretending to like me, and now I'm sitting with another girl who's totally out of my league, not pretending anymore. And it sucks.
One is living in a fantasy, one's living in reality. It's not cool. Yeah. So then he tells us, yeah, well, I haven't been feeling great all day, because what nobody knows is that 2 hours before I left the Mondrian, I took out my headband, and I still have my dent. Ugh! But I also had an hour session with Scott where I had this realization that my marriage was over. It happened like this. He said, honestly, your marriage is over. And I was like, ah, damn. He's right.
I said, why am I talking to Barney? Barney's a fucking dinosaur. And he said, I'm your doctor. The shrooms are just kicking in. It's going to take a while to find your proper dose. So they all start to eat, and Janet's making small talks with Jax, and she's like, "So when's the bar opening?" He's like, "We're gonna wait to open, but you know, now it's official. We're not gonna wait anymore because football season. I gotta have a place for football season. I gotta have a place. You know, like I can't just watch football at fucking home with Brittany anymore. Am I kidding? Right? Like Brittany gets up to get a Cheeto and it blocks the TV for the 10 minutes that she's trying to move around. You know what I'm saying? Like who wants that? It make me feel pretty, Jax."
And he's like, "Yeah, I gotta open it up. He's like, "Yeah, but the problem is the bar is not totally done the way Brittany wants it." It's like, "Oh, well, you're gonna blame your first of all, don't even start blaming Brittany for being it behind schedule, because on Bravo terms, you're actually the fastest business we've ever seen open up. I mean, the something about her sandwich shop, they're taking their liquor license to the Supreme Court or something, because it is far from opening up. So Jax is like, "This is a fast operation, so don't even start complaining about it taking too long to open up. And then if you are going to complain about it, don't blame it on Brittany, who you haven't allowed to come near the place in the first place."
Well, yeah, I thought it was weird that he was taking Brittany to the bar and asking for her input. That was sus. That was weird. Yeah. And so the fact that he did that, I was like, there's other reason he's doing this. Well, of course there is. So he could say, "Oh, Brittany's just so picky that we can't open up." Mm-hmm. He's going to blame everything on Brittany. That sucker just falls into every trap he lays for her.
Yeah. So Danny's like, everything's ready to go. Hey, I have a question. Do you take reservations before 2 p.m.? Like if I have a party of three, what I'm trying to say is three under two.
It's like happy hour, but for babies.
Drink for the under
about zombies.
Two.
Are all zombies right. Allowed? Are zombies allowed?
Zombies allowed. So Jasmine's like, "Well, Brittany is saying it's not a go." And he's like, "Well, it's going to be opening." And Brittany's like, "Well, I mean, it's going to be open, but it won't be Jax's. Yeah, it's going to still be whatever it is that's on the other side of the restaurant with that sign. Then when once it's officially done, we're going to change the sign over." And Jax is like, "Yeah, and that's okay, because guess what? We have expenses to pay, all right?"
And Janet's like, "So you're going to do a soft opening while construction's still going on?" He's like, "No, I'm not going to do what Schwartz and Sandoval did, okay, and sat on their fucking ass for months. No, I'm not going to do that." So then Brittany just starts doing shots of tequila. She's like, "Oh, I'm going to danger. Run.
Brittany is just getting shit faced. Someone's like, "Does someone want tequila?" She's like, "Heck yeah, you're tequila's party." "Oh, hold on. I just pooped."
Jax, just pooped. Jax is like, "You know what? She's not thinking big picture. She's thinking, I want this to be perfect. I don't think she understands that we need to open those doors for the no ones of people to come in." So Brittany's like, "Oh, man, he knows that I don't really think it's ready yet. And like, he knows how I feel about that. And just like shows that we're just like not on the same page at all."
I love that Jax just does not care about advertising his business at all. He's like, "Yeah, I don't care about the food. Literally, we have nothing ready. It's a construction zone. Who cares? I'm broke."
Yeah, he's like, "Let's get this going. I want to watch football, and I want to watch it for free." So then Michelle turns to Jesse, and she says, "You're very quiet," says like the lady who talks like an ATM. And Jesse is like, he's like, "I have nothing to say." And then Jason's like, "Oh, hey, Jesse. How are you doing, man? You got to turn off your Android, Jason. I swear to God, don't have the time for it tonight."
So Jax is like, "What's wrong with your husband?" And she's like, "I don't know." And Brittany's like, "Tequila, baby." And then Michelle's like, "Yeah, I mean, Jesse, everybody's asking what's wrong with you. Like, wake up." And he's like, "What is wrong with me?" She's like, "Nobody knows this, Jesse. You're quiet." And he's like, "Well, why don't you propose something that actually will keep me awake?" And then he bangs the table and they're like, whoa, Jesse. And Chris is like, "Oh, who are you? We're at Jax's balding dinner."
Well, everyone just said I'm not interesting. And Jack's like, "But we were having a great time downstairs. We were trying on outfits. We were, you know, flirting with a really hot girl. Oh, hold on one second. I'm just going to go to the corner, rub one out." And then Kristen's like, "Well, there he is. Drama Jesse. So then he slams his palm on the table and goes, "Here we go again, baby." And Chris's like, "Oh, whoa. I'm ready to go. I want to go." Jesse's like, "Do you have something to say?" She's like, "No, I'm not doing this again. I'm not doing the whole thing where you slam a table."
That is abusive. That is abusive behavior. I will not do it. It's not cute. You're a father. You're a husband. You're a grown-ass old man. And she's going off about like how gross he is. And he's like, okay, everybody, let's calm down. She's like, I don't know why we're always at dinner tables where no one can hear a damn thing because of him. Because of him.
And then Luke is like, when you're on a table with that, listen, when you're in a table with that many people, there's five conversations going on. And Michelle's like, you know what? He's being so disrespectful, just so disgusting. He's such a fucking douche. His own wife calls him a douche. Can you imagine if I called you a douchebag? Is that Michelle who said that?
No.
I think that was Kristen who said
that. Yeah, Kristen. And she's like, yeah, I've never called you a douchebag, Luke. And he's like, well, I'm just saying, it's the truth. She's not wrong about it. She goes, are you joking? And he goes, no. He goes, well, you've called me a douchebag. And she goes, no, I haven't. And he goes, yeah, you have. It's the truth. I'm just saying. So now they're starting to fight. And she goes, are you joking right now? And he's like, no, it's something you say. She's like, all right. Okay, so I guess I'm the only fucking sober one. That's me. And I can feel how drunk you are. Because I'm an empath. So you know what? I can't do it. And so she's getting all pissed. Well, she's getting herself so worked up. So she has
she's
an excuse to drop the secret, right? Because she knows she can't just walk into this dinner where Jesse is completely no energy. He's not being evil at this dinner at all. He's not speaking. He's like, so she's like, oh my God, my great plans to have this dinner reveal aren't working. So she's getting herself all worked up over nothing. And it's so funny because then you hear the producer like, Kristen, just fucking do it. She's like, I won't ruin a family by talking about Michelle cheating on Jesse. I won't do it. I just couldn't do it.
I like also like Kristen's like, ah!
She's, I would like to politely excuse myself to go home.
Which she does, like not really very politely. And then she sort of like leaves. And she's like, I don't care. I don't say too much aggression. So yes, now the producer is
well, they go, like, well, first she goes, he's abusive. And then like Jasmine's like, oh my God, there's Kristen's bingo card, you know, because Kristen's always looking for some word to describe something that's just horrible. And then we get Kristen's bingo card up on the screen. Abusive. Ding, ding, ding.
Does Republican. Say,
yeah. Sings like, in Republican. Shower. Likes country. Drives angry. Not an empath. Loves Trump. DJs at Sir. Drives a Tesla. Loving husband. Smelly. Free space. Wishes he was Jax. So stupid and so funny.
So fun. That was a good graphic. Whoever did that on post-production, good job. So so then she's like, I don't want to be real. I'm going to politely excuse myself. So Jesse's like, Kristen, you're not one to say anything about rude, okay? So just calm down. She's like, no, I am going to completely excuse myself. And therefore, I will excuse myself right now. In about 2 minutes before when I stop saying I'm going to excuse myself. Okay, I shall now excuse myself.
Croissant.
The Danny has his hand up. He's like,
croissant.
I have a question. Nia's like, Danny, put your hand down, Danny. Put your hand down. But then he does. He nullifies her. He basically mollifies her the best way he knows how. That he has his hand up and he just, Danny, stop it, stop it. He just kisses her on the mouth. He's like,
so now okay. It's bedlam in here and everybody's kind of going crazy. And so Jesse's like, hey, anybody ever been to Burning Man? And you want to go? And Brittany's like, I'll go. I have tequila there. And Jasmine's like, I'll go. It's got to be better than this. And he goes, it seems salty like my nuts.
Jesse, just stop. Just stop. And Danny's like, oh my God, Jesse. And he's like, I'm trying to change the subject for all you fucking morons. Just stop. I know. Stop talking, Jesse.
So now they're all fighting and trying to make light conversation. They don't even know what they're fighting about. Like, no one even knows. They're just like, we're on a show. Let's fight. And so it's bedlam in there. And it's hilarious. And Zach's still over there going, Crystal! And Jasmine's like, someone talk about the bald investor, because that shit was funny. And Jax is like, no, I'm over it now. So now Jesse gets up to leave the table. And Michelle's like, don't leave me. But he does. So out in the hallway, the producer's like, come on, Kristen. She's like, don't say come on. He's acting like a psycho. And he's banging his hands on the table. This is turning into trash. I will not be part of trash. I'm an artist.
I know. And then Jax is like, everyone be quiet so we can listen what's going on in the hallway. So Kristen's like, you know, he's a really horrific human, but I don't want out their whole fucking marriage and everyone and everything I know about it. I won't do it. Even though, and yes, I'm aware I'm wearing a microphone. And yes, I'm aware you're recording this, but I absolutely will not say anything that could be on this hot mic right now.
So Jesse comes out and he's like, you bring out my skeletons that I don't know about my wife, I will fucking bury you. And she's like, Michelle, because now Michelle's there going, Kristen, what is going on out here? She's like, I would never.
I told you you're safe with me, little tiny little Mariposa. You are safe with Mama. Come to me. I will always protect you from your own deep, dark secrets here on camera.
You, Michelle, I will never, ever betray you. You're my sweet little princess bride, directed by Rob Reiner. So Jesse's like, oh yeah, you would do that because you're irrelevant. You're so fucking irrelevant. You can walk away right now. So now Luke hears this. He's like, what? Someone's talking mean about my future wife who doesn't like fishing. So he gets up and he goes out into the hallway and he's all aggro and he starts pointing his finger and he's like, yo man, you stay away from my wife. You stay away from her. You stay away from Kristen.
And so Michelle's like, don't you touch my husband. You are not going to touch my husband. Which is nice. Like, she's sticking up for her husband. This whole thing is so weird. So now Jesse's like being all short guy aggro. Like, what are you going to do? And then Kristen's like, do you know what he just said to me, Michelle? Do you know? Are you going to protect me the way I protect you, or am I not supposed to protect you? She's like, shut the fuck up, Kristen, with this protecting me.
And she's like, fine, I'll stop protecting you. Are you saying you want me to stop protecting you?
She's like, stop blackmailing me.
She's like, I will not protect you anymore. I will not protect Michelle anymore. I won't do it.
I protect my friends. I protect the people that are important to me. And Michelle is important to me. Caca. And Michelle's like, protecting me of what? I am fucking tired of this shit. And Michelle's like, Kristen might say that she's protecting me, but I feel like she's threatening me. And she's like, do you know what you have done to my marriage and my life? And my daughter.
Listen here, I will not take any more from you, meathead.
She's like, oh, I will not keep your secrets.
So then the producer's like, so Michelle, what are these secrets? And she's like, what can I say? I no longer understand a thing about Kristen. And Jesse's screaming, my family. So they're so dramatic about this secret that everybody knows what it is. Everybody knows it's coming out. And Kristen's insisting she's not going to do it, which we know she's going to do it by the time this episode is done. Right.
So just, and by the way, Michelle, when the producer asks Michelle about the secrets, Michelle can't, you can see her, she's like, she takes a long pause and like puts like a phone behind a pillow or something like that. She takes a very, very long time. She's like, come up with an answer quickly before they realize that you're stalling. Say it quickly. Oh, what can I say? I no longer understand Kristen. There, show them that I wasn't stalling while I came up with an excuse. I'm like, it took you 5 minutes to say that. Like, we watched your eyes say, oh shit, I have to come up with something now.
Yeah, so it's still crazy pandemonium in the hallway, and everyone's acting like they're walking off, but no one's walking off. They keep walking off and then walking right back at each other. And so Kristen's like, Michelle, you don't know what he's saying about you behind your back. And Jesse's like, excuse me. So then he charges her, and then Michelle's like, what's he saying? And Kristen's like, he's saying that he's going to divorce you within 2 months. And Jesse's like, I never said it. So now Jax realizes he's about to be in trouble. So he walks out and hears that and then like turns right back around. He's like, bye, see ya.
But then also, because it's Kristen fighting, she gets it all wrong, which is that Jesse had told Jax that he thinks in 2 months Michelle's going to leave him. But of course, what Kristen blurts out is, Jesse's going to leave you in 2 months, which is a very different thing, by the way. And so now it's just like, things are being said wrong. There's chaos. Michelle's boob is out, by the way. There's just like a little like pixelation going on down there. So Michelle's like, who said that? My husband said that. And Jesse's like, yeah, who said that? You're fucking lying, cheating, C-word, okay? You cut fitness. You better get her in check right now, Luke, because I swear to God. And Luke's like, or what? You're going to lay your hands on her? Well, guess what? I've got a fishing rod. Damn it, I don't have a fishing rod. Gonna beat him over the head with it.
Brittany and Zach come out, and Brittany's just like, anybody want to make me feel pretty? That would be nice. That would be nice. And Zach's just like, goes,
stop. 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 Stop.
Chris
doing his full hand extension again.
Stop it! Stop it! Stop it!
So Jesse starts to walk away again, and Luke is still shouting at him. And Luke's like, your problem are with your wife. You talk to your wife. And then Michelle's like, what? And so then Jesse starts charging him like he's going to beat him up. And then Zach is trying to hold him back. And then he grabs Zach by the throat and just pushes him out of the way.
I mean, by the way, that wig glue, so strong, very impressive. And so Jesse is like, he's like, what did you fucking say to me? What did you fucking say to me? So then the security guard sort of jumps in, or like a producer or something like that. And Brittany's like, yeah, spike my favorite brain. You get Meemaw out of the way. Meemaw comes in with an axe. She's like, all right, you motherfuckers, everyone get in line. Otherwise, we're going to start losing some heads around here.
So then the producers are holding Luke back now because he's in like red face fury. You know, which is like his red faced happen. He's just a red faced person in general, looking for a fishing pole, really. So he's like, I didn't do nothing. All I want to do is fish. And then Kristen passes by restrained Jesse because he's being held back. Everybody's being held back. Everybody's like swinging. And so she's like, Zach, go back inside. Okay? We are going to, I'm going to talk now. Everybody go back inside.
She's like, Zach, are you okay? Michelle, are you okay? Brittany, are you okay? She's like, I want to go back inside. And Luke is like, I'm not going to drop. Listen, hey, I'm not going to punch anybody, but I'll say the fucking truth. I don't care. The truth about their fucking relationship. And here's some more truth. There's not a goddamn fishing hole in this entire city. So Kristen's like, this totally sucks. I still am being a good friend to Michelle, and I'm still holding all of our secrets for the next 30 seconds. I am a great friend.
And what's so funny is Michelle goes, okay, everybody go in there. We are going to have a talk. I'm going to talk now. So it sounds like Michelle's going to go in there and be like, here's the gossip. I've been fucking around on Jesse's a loser and I'm leaving him, right? That's what it sounds like to everybody watching the show. So Kristen, who had no intention of dropping this, hears that she's going to probably do that. And tries to beat her to the punch. So then Kristen goes to the elevator and she's like, oh really, look at me protecting secrets. Well, now I won't protect it. She's been cheating on her fucking husband for a year. Dun dun.
Yeah,
dun.
She had a fucking boyfriend. There, we all said it. Now she's protecting him and not me. And so she tells us, about a year ago, Michelle and Jesse were very unhappy, and Michelle had a guy. She was seeing him. Well, she was really seeing his movies, and they were hanging out, and I was not against any of this because I knew Jesse was a piece of shit.
So now Michelle's like, everyone sit down. And then Kristen's like pretending to be just so upset as she leaves. She's like, I didn't sign up for this all over again, just to go through the same thing all over again. Michelle stole a jacket from James Kennedy and then robbed a rich person. There, I said it. It's like Kristen just going through the same patterns.
She's like, I'd rather be on Vanderpump Rules.
Yeah, we know.
To be continued. Wow, what a funny and amazing episode. It was so good. I was cracking up, and the way that this fight just bubbled over, I'm really excited to see what Michelle says to the group. Probably nothing of use.
She's going to be like, now is the time to refinance your home.
Your social security number has been compromised.
All right, everybody. Well, we apologize to Rob Reiner, who really got the short end of the stick here today. But everyone else, great times. Super fun show. Thanks for being here with us. And be back tomorrow with Summer Housen, okay? If you want to watch us on video, do it. Go to Patreon. It's also our Vanderpump Villa bonus episodes and where you get ticket links for LA next week, and followed by London, Dublin, and Birmingham the following few weeks. We love you guys. We'll talk to you next time, okay?
Bye.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Strolling the park with Caitlin Clark.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Erin McNicholas. She don't miss no trickolas.
She's never scary. It's the Green Fairy.
Jamie. She has no last namey.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Know Your Worth with Jason Kurth.
She's the wind beneath our Jennifer Wing.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's always supplying. It's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
We want to hang with Liz Lang.
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the Berg.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
We forever love Ava.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
We got our wish. It's Jen Plish.
She's not harsh. She's Jill Hirsch.
She's a little bit loony.
Junie.
My favorite Murdo. Karen McMurdo.
We love him madly. It's Kyle Pod Shadley.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
The incredible edible Matthew sisters.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
She's the queen bee. It's Sarah Lemke.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch Her Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.